This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration continues a push to at least temporarily block the release of a book written by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. The Justice Department filed an emergency application last evening for a restraining order to stop release of the book, which is scheduled for next week. President Trump talking about the matter in an interview on Fox News last evening.
He was a washed-up guy. I gave him a chance. He couldn't get Senate confirmed, so I gave him a non-Senate confirmed position where I could just put him there, see how he worked. And I wasn't very enamored.
He also reacted to the police shooting death of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, calling it a terrible situation, but adding,
but again, you can't resist a police officer like that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We told you earlier that the president spoke to Fox News last evening. He also did an interview with Sinclair, in which he said he's perfectly fine with Colin Kaepernick coming back to the NFL. The president saying the former San Francisco quarterback should get signed if he deserves it. Trump saying Kaepernick was not up to snuff when he did leave the league. He hasn't played in the NFL since 2016, when it became very controversial when he began kneeling during the national anthem to protest racial injustice. The Oklahoma National Guard will be out in force for the president's rally in Tulsa this Saturday. Governor Kevin Stitt activating the guard at the request of the Tulsa Police Department. A department spokesperson saying about 240 guard members will be on hand. A sheriff in Arizona has coronavirus. Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb went to D.C. on Tuesday for the president's executive order on policing. And this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo has now given the Big Apple the green light to enter phase two of the state's four-step reopening process as of this upcoming Monday. The governor says the number of infections and hospitalizations from COVID-19 have continued to drop across the city, though he's still urging New Yorkers to take precautions to prevent a new spike in cases. Phase two will mean restaurants across the city would be able to offer outdoor dining. Offices, salons, barbershops, and houses of worship could also reopen with reduced capacity. The half-brother of a black man who was found hanging from a tree north of Los Angeles recently is dead after a shootout with sheriff's deputies. Robert Fuller's half-brother was killed on Wednesday afternoon. Deputies responding to a report that Taron Boone was assaulting and kidnapping his ex when he allegedly opened fire at the officers. At least two dozen shots could be heard ringing out in audio from a nearby doorbell camera. A woman sitting in a vehicle where Boone was shot was also wounded. And a seven-year-old girl was in a back seat when it all happened. She apparently escaped without injury. And NASA is preparing for another trip to Mars. The space agency is to launch its Mars Perseverance rover into orbit on the 20th of July, and it's expected to land on Mars in February. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live. Hey, it's How We Roll, and it's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Also, hey, don't forget, if you've got something, you know, that's on your chest, you've got a way to express it and get it off. You won't be canceled, all right? You won't be invalidated. Just go to our toll-free line, 833 BML Rant. BML is Bill Martinez Live. Rant, R-A-N-T. The number is 833-BML-RANT. And spout it off. Get it off your chest, and you'll feel all the better for it, okay? Now, Mark Schreiber joins us now to talk about a new report that's revealing the massive childhood equity gap across America. Mark has been on with us before to talk about this issue, and he's going to be exposing the first ever child rankings for the United States counties. Save the Children's 2020 Childhood Report finds that America's most disadvantaged counties for kids are mostly communities of color, nearly all rural and poor. Mark, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me, Bill. I'm good. I'm good.
Well,
thank you.
Well, this is an important survey. I mean, we need to, you know, keep this issue front and center in the midst of everything else we're dealing with. I mean, everything is important. Everything is critical. But every day, poor people, it's not like it's getting better for them, especially in light of all that we're dealing with the coronavirus, you know, and it's probably got to be especially frustrating for them when they see how much money is being doled out, and they're probably wondering, okay, what's going on? And, you know, we reported here recently, you know, thanks to Rob Woodson, that something like, you know, $25, $30 trillion has been invested on this war in poverty. And, you know, my question has always been is that what is going on? Where's all that money gone? And he reported that about 70% has gone to black bureaucrats. It's like, wait a minute, you know, this is so wrong on so many levels. And we're a lot smarter and we're a lot better than this. But, you know, we first have to deal with the problem head to head, do we not?
Well, I think, look, the report is the first of its kind that looks at a county-by-county review of how kids are doing in those counties. So we looked at four factors that Save the Children believes cuts childhood short, and those are malnutrition, which is access to food, poor education, dropping out of high school, teenage pregnancy. And then the fourth one is early death due to, you know, ill health, accident, murder and or suicide. And we did, we looked at 2,600 counties all across the country. There are more than 3,000 counties, but that's where we had data was for 2,617 of them, Bill. And it really does show that There's a huge inequality across the country and within states. So some states that do exceedingly well, New Jersey, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Connecticut, there are great inequalities within those states. And I think what we need to do is to look at the county-specific data to see where those inequalities exist and to direct resources there and to make sure that limited public dollars are invested in programs that work, that are effective and efficient.
Exactly.
And that's what we haven't done that as a country. We've talked a lot about how kids are our most important resource, and we don't invest there.
What about the issue of fatherlessness? Did that come up in the consideration for rankings?
Yeah, we looked at the issue, the four issues we looked at were how kids were being treated around malnutrition, education, teenage pregnancy, and death. And, you know, we know that those are the indicators that will show how kids are doing in those counties. And we looked at it across states as well. So every state in America, and America as a country, evaluated in the report as well. And what we saw in America was that we are 43rd out of 180 countries. We're tied with China and Montenegro.
Wow.
And we're behind almost all other westernized countries here, Western European countries.
And I think the frustration, Mark. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, the frustration for many Americans is when we hear information like this, they go, how can this be when we give so much money, you know, to the poor? So systematically, something is way wrong. We should be a lot better than this. But again, you know, it's surveys like what you're bringing to us, Mark, here that bring this to the forefront to say, look, we've got a real problem here in River City, and we've got to address this and really put some, put some time and resources into it. And by resources, it might mean more manpower, because we've been putting a lot of money in this direction. But of this survey,
Bill. No, I mean, we have money in there, but I do think, you know, let's. I think that there is an investment in there, but it's wholly insufficient.
Yeah.
I see states that invest in children are the best ranked states in this country. Those are the states up, as I mentioned earlier, in New Hampshire and New Jersey and Massachusetts, Connecticut. States that don't invest in kids are not doing well on this. As a country, I don't know about your kids, but our kids went to high quality early childhood education because we could afford it.
Exactly.
As a country, you know, you could say whether Head Starts work universally, but there are thousands of Head Start programs across this country, and Head Start reaches less than 50% of the eligible kids. Those are kids that are living in poverty, don't have access to high quality early childhood education. And for younger kids, programs started early Head Start, and these, by the way, had, you know, bipartisan support when they were started, and have bipartisan support today. But early Head Start reaches less than 5% of the eligible kids. So that's for little kids, 2 and 3 year olds. So you have kids entering by the age of 4 that are living in poverty in America that are 18 months behind socially, emotionally, and cognitively compared to my kids or your kids.
Exactly.
Your nieces and nephews.
Right.
So, you know, we can talk about the investment into, social safety nets. We can talk about, you know, when President Johnson started the war on poverty, you know, my father ran the office. It was called the Office of Economic Opportunity. It wasn't called the Office of Handouts. It wasn't called the Office of Full Employment. It was called the Office of Economic Opportunity. And the problem was we ran out of political will because we fought the war in Vietnam. And we ran out of political will, which was cut back under the Nixon administration. And as a country, we don't invest in poor people. And we don't invest, more importantly, in poor kids. And that's why Save the Children started a 501c4 called Save the Children Action Network. And that's because poor kids don't have a seat at the table.
Exactly.
And poor families don't vote. So, I mean, there are bipartisan leaders on Capitol Hill. Congressman Cole, who's a conservative Republican from Oklahoma. Senator Blunt from Missouri. These folks are leaders, with Patty Murray of Washington State as a Democrat, Rosa DeLauro from New Haven, Connecticut. But those folks on both sides of the aisle are few and far between, that they're not investing in poor kids and giving them the educational opportunities to pursue their dreams, whether it's being a doctor, a lawyer, a car mechanic, or a veterinarian.
Exactly.
If you can't read in first and second grade, you're not going to graduate from high school, and too many kids are dropping out.
Exactly. Mark, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Mark Shriver, Senior Vice President of U.S. Programs and Advocacy at Save the Children, right after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
You know, many of us hold to these values, these American values that we were fortunate to grow up with. But sadly, there are too many, particularly children in America, that those values are far and away from them. I mean, they're worried about their next meal. They're worried about mere survival. Mark Shriver is with us, and he's talking about in early June, the humanitarian organization Save the Children released its third annual U.S. compliment to the Global Childhood Report. Sadly, the land of inopportunity, and we're talking America here, ladies and gentlemen, is closing the childhood equity gap for America's kids. I mean, what this survey is showing us is that we've got serious trouble here in River City. And we got to decide if we're going to postpone it, which we've had previously. And this is part of the reason that we're dealing with the expression of many unmet needs and frustrations of America's, children on the streets of our country today. It's because the idea of what our Constitution talks about, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and equal opportunity, we talk about that, and maybe we've experienced it, but we need to stop a moment and look behind and see who are we leaving behind? Who are we ignoring? And this report is quite telling, Mark, and I'm so grateful that you're here with us because, these young kids, these are the future. You know, here's the future of America. And all these young kids that are, worrying about, what they're going to have for breakfast today or even lunch or dinner, things that, most of us take for granted. They're living not in some third world country, but they're here in the counties of America. And so what you did in breaking this down, you've really brought a direct, narrative of truth and spotlight to the problem here that we have kids in our own country that are suffering in one of the most wealthiest countries in the world. This is happening.
Yeah, you're 100% right, Bill. Thank you. I think if folks, go to Save the Children's website, they go to savethechildren.org/childhood, and they can see the report. You can put it in your own county, wherever you are, and see how it is being ranked, how it's doing on behalf of kids. And you're right, almost 20% of kids in America struggle with hunger.
Yeah.
And more than 500,000 high school students, 1 in 7 drop out during the 2017-2018 school year. And we all know that, without a high school degree, it's going to be tough economically. With at least a high school degree, it's tough economically. So
right.
the report, again, it's savethechildren.org/childhood. You can pop in your own county, see how it's doing. And you see great inequality all across the country, including, in New Jersey, which has the number one ranked county, also has great inequality there in other parts of New Jersey. So how do we make the best investment, I think, Bill, bipartisan investments, strongest rate of return for taxpayers? And I think the statistics show that that's in early childhood education. It's in those crucial first 5 years of life. Nobel Prize economist James Heckman at the University of Chicago, which is not exactly a flaming liberal organization, has looked at the impact of high quality early education and thinks, and the study is that it's 13% ROI, a compounded 13% return on investment in savings in incarceration, in social services, and in resources that go to children that have high quality early childhood education don't need those public services. So it's a great investment. As we mentioned before the break, there's so much brain growth happening in those first 5 years of life, Bill. 90% of brain growth happens in the first 5 years of life. That's why my wife and I, we read to our three kids. We put them in high-quality early childhood settings where they were stimulated, playing games that were developing the fine motor skills, teaching kids how to sit in groups, how to interact with each other, all the soft skills and hard skills that we take for granted. But our kids don't have that exposure. They don't have high quality settings. Head start only reaches half the kids that are eligible for it. So these kids don't know how to, in many cases, read a book, interact with their peers. In some cases, cases, I mean, I was in programs a couple of months ago where kids are being potty trained. So it's just families are struggling out there with food on the basic necessities, getting heat in their homes, putting food on the table, getting, surviving. And that's happening in America.
Yeah, exactly. Mark, you lay out the problem, very effectively. And so what we're asking is, what can we do? You know, what can we do to attack this problem? We understand that early childhood education is key. What can we do to reinforce the important significance of early education and to come alongside these efforts? Because, if rising tides raise all boats, we need to make sure all the boats are rising, right?
You're 100% right. And, Save the Children created a movement called Save the Children Action Network, where we're asking our political leaders to really prioritize children, to prioritize and investing in efficient and highly effective programs that work.
Yes.
Programs that don't work shouldn't be funded with public dollars. There's no doubt about that. But programs that do work, that do, as James Heckman, the economist, Nobel Prize winning economist, shows, that do have a good ROI, those should be invested. And I hope will join Save the Children Action Network, raise their voice, and vote. They should vote for politicians that really put their money where their mouth is and invest in kids. And people that don't do that shouldn't be. And there are Republicans and Democrats who do that, who do prioritize kids, that do put investments. Governor Scott up there in Vermont, Governor Lujan Grisham in New Mexico is a Democrat. Dina Raimondo, who's a moderate to conservative Democrat in Rhode Island, has invested in early childhood education, as had those two other governors. I mentioned Senator Blunt of Missouri, Congressman Cole of Oklahoma are Republicans, but they need to hear from people. They need to hear
exactly.
That it's important.
Where's Donald Trump?
Abortion.
Where's Donald Trump on this?
I think, the administration has not been good on early childhood education. They've offered substantial cuts to effective programs like Head Start, early Head Start, after school programs. But as you know, Bill, the power of the purse resides with Congress, and both when it's run by Democrats and Republicans, they have seen the value of these programs and invested in programs that work. No one wants to invest in programs that are, not having an impact in kids' lives and in families' lives. But Republicans and Democrats have not followed President Trump's budget recommendations, and they've gone ahead and invested in programs. So I'm very proud to say that bipartisan, but it's not enough.
Exactly. Well, the reason I mentioned President Trump, because the power of his tweets. And if this gets on, his radar or gets on his daughter's radar, then we start to move some things. And this is a movement that is so necessary right now. And I think that in part of what we're realizing in this current culture today, the upheaval that's going on, if this isn't a clarion call for us to reevaluate the importance of our children and the next generation that's coming up, I think it's an absolute potential disaster if we keep doing what we've been doing and expect different results.
I think you're 100% right, Bill. I mean, I worked with kids in Baltimore City or juvenile delinquents and, kids that had struggled in kindergarten and in elementary school. People have often said to me, why are they out selling drugs? And I said, well, if you knew you were in a terrible school system, you had a terrible education, and you could make minimum wage working at McDonald's, or you could make a lot of money selling drugs, what would you do?
Exactly. Or if, by the way, your local McDonald's you're working at just got burnt down, so now what are you left with, right?
Right. That's why we have to invest early. We need to be impacting children's lives.
15 seconds left here, Mark. Let's get people activated. Where can they go to join the ranks here? Where do they go?
They can go to Save the Children actionnetwork.org and sign up as an advocate for kids. They can
exactly.
go to the children.
Thank you, Mark Schreiber.
And using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch.
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration continues a push to at least temporarily block the release of a book written by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. The Justice Department filed an emergency application last evening for a restraining order to stop release of the book, which is scheduled for next week. President Trump talking about the matter in an interview on Fox News last evening.
He was a washed-up guy. I gave him a chance. He couldn't get Senate confirmed, so I gave him a non-Senate confirmed position where I could just put him there, see how he worked. And I wasn't very enamored.
He also reacted to the police shooting death of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, calling it a terrible situation, but adding,
but again, you can't resist a police officer like that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Martinez, we have a country to save.
Are you ready for a comeback, ladies and gentlemen? I'll tell you, we have been challenged, no doubt, since, you know, January of this year. We've continued to fight the good fight. But don't give up and don't lose the very thing that has held this country together. That is your faith, the pursuit of the truth. And look, at this too shall pass. We will get on the other side of this because, you know, the things that you have to look at is what is sustainable. And what we find to be sustainable, regardless of the pressure, number one is the truth. Number two are the noble values and morality that we hold to in this country. No doubt some people are abandoning these moral moorings, and we're paying a price for that. But I'm telling you, even they are counting on people of goodwill to hold this together so that we can get on the other side of this madness that's happening right now. With us is Richard Manning. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. And we're going to be talking about giving in, speaking of which, to socializing everything from medicine to our police departments. Richard, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thank you for having me. And I can't emphasize enough how much what you said coming in is important. We have to remember, God's in control.
Yes.
We aren't. But we've been placed here on earth for a time such as this. It's not supposed to be easy. And it's if people have any doubt, look at Gideon. I'll go back to my VeggieTales days of being a Sunday school teacher. But Gideon and the peas, he just kept cutting down the number of peas. God said, nope, that's too many. Nope, that's too many. And the few stood up.
Yes.
And God delivered the enemy. So truth is truth. I don't get to tell God what to do. None of us do. Mm-hmm. Our job is to be the person we're supposed to be. Fight for truth, fight for freedom. And in doing that, we will play our role, the role we're supposed to play in this country. Even if we don't see fruits today, the fruits that we see may not exist until tomorrow or months from now or years from now. But we're supposed to play our role that God's assigned to us, and that's what we are going to do, what I'm going to do. And I'm going to stand and fight for freedom. I'm going to fight for our Christian values, and we have to do that together.
I'm right alongside you, Richard. Let me tell you, our conversation this morning started out with Liz Peek. She's a Fox News contributor, and we talked about, the clarion call, for the silent majority to step up. The silent majority can no longer be silent. It needs to speak up. These are, our brothers and sisters of like mind who want to preserve the American dream. I remind our audience that, go back to day one and the creation of this great American experiment. It's not like there was 1,000% agreement on this idea. There were antithetical forces. They have been there from day one. But those antithetical forces has made us stronger. And by experience, we've realized, and experience firsthand, if we've done any traveling and you see other countries and how they operate, and you come back to the understanding that America, by far, is the number one form of government outside of heaven. And so here we are, and we're starting to lose grip of this, but we cannot let it go for the sake of the next generation that's coming up, because just as our parents, the greatest generation, fought a world war, but they also preserved freedom to be handed off to us. What kind of freedom, what kind of liberty are we going to hand off to the next generation? That will define the legacy of this generation, our generation, Richard.
I couldn't agree with you more. And one of the things that this relates to is how the left always tries to take advantage of any crisis and create pathways to a socialized, total, complete Marxism in our country. And I'm no longer going to call it socialism because we're not seeing violent overthrow, but it's Marxism. Just right. Understand the writers in the street define so-called progressives. They no longer are progressives because they haven't said no to those rioters. They've accepted them. That makes them Marxists.
Exactly.
In violent overthrow of our government. But having said that, one of the things Nancy Pelosi has been trying to do is to create a pathway for socialized medicine, something that on its own we win. But in the context of what they're doing in terms of the COVID, the Chinese-originated virus that everyone wants to call COVID, but it's a Chinese-originated virus, let's be clear.
Right.
And the impact of that is what she wants to do. She wants to create a one-size-fits-all rate-paying system for our medical system across the board, across the nation, which her own chief deputy, Frank Pullen from New Jersey, called, this is a necessary step to get to socialized medicine. So she wants to create a one-size-fits-all rate-paying system that makes it so the doctors and healthcare providers in Wyoming or in Minneapolis or in Raleigh, North Carolina, are all being reimbursed the same amount, even if the cost of providing those services is different in those areas.
Exactly.
And they're doing it under the guise of something called surprise medical billing, which was a creation of Obamacare, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this situation where patients are getting bills, huge, massive bills. And they're saying, wait a second, how come I didn't know about any of this? How come my insurance isn't covering it? Mm-hmm. And rather than having the insurance company work it out with the healthcare providers, instead, they're putting it on the patient's shoulders, creating a crisis, which then they're going to solve by saying, oh, we have one size fits all. The answer
exactly.
is something, The answer is different. The answer is let's have the providers create a system where the providers and the insurers have to go to arbitration. And they make their case, and the arbitrator decides who gets paid what and what the insurers have to pay under these circumstances. If we have that simple system, we get the patient, and normally I like patients to be involved in their billing, but in this case they're being used as a pawn. What we want is those two things to happen. So Senator Bill Cassidy has that bill. That's the right answer to surprise medical billing. It's the only logical way to solve this Obamacare-created crisis.
Exactly. Well, Richard, that aside, in terms of payment, just in terms of delivery, America got a little taste of socialism with this COVID-19 scare and what we went through. And, if we don't go into this with our eyes wide open, I mean, after 8 years of, not fully 8 years, but it's been 8 years plus, but under Obamacare, we have seen and witnessed firsthand what a disaster this is. And Nancy Pelosi, the very person that said, which I thought was so audacious of her to say it, and I just couldn't believe the way America responded, that there should have been more outrage for her to say something as ridiculous as you've got to pass it to find out what's in it. Really, this is anti-American. There's no such way that legislation is supposed to be presented like that, where you have a bunch of pop goes the weasel effects in a piece of legislation, and this is what Obamacare delivered to us. I mean, it was one humongous lie. We didn't get to keep our same doctor. We didn't pay less. I mean, everything that the President of the United States said was one lie after another, and this is why Obamacare is not standing. It's unsustainable. And we need to approach this in such a way, and what you're talking about is a good start in terms of the delivery of world-class health care that is, deserving for Americans.
You're exactly right, and it's remember this. The Democrats designed Obamacare to fail because the objective was to have it
single
fail
payer.
And the solution, have the solution be single payer. So they designed it to fail, and now the system's failing, and so they want. And so what they're now doing is saying, "Oh, the solution is for the government to take care of it all, and the one size fits all rate paying system is part of that, and that's why it needs to be rejected." But let me go to the bigger point here.
We got about 40 seconds left on this side of the break here, Richard. Go ahead.
Bigger point is this: America's worth fighting for. The idea of America is worth fighting for, and patriots need to stand up and fight. And I'm not talking about battling in the street, but we need to let our members of Congress know that we expect them to do better. We expect them to stand for freedom. We expect them to be out front and be leaders and not be followers. We expect that of them. And if they don't deliver, they will be replaced. Whether they've got an R or a D behind their name, I don't care. If they won't fight for freedom, they are part of the problem.
Without a doubt. Richard Manning, President of the Americans for Limited Government, continues with us on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio
help to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, as you can gather, what this radio show has always been about. It's about driving solutions. We go out of our way to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And I have to say, we have to go out of our way these days. It's not commonsensical anymore. The truth has been hidden. We've exchanged the truth for a lie. We get confused now. You got Merriam-Webster. Are you ready for this, Richard? They are redefining racism. Can only be considered as a white problem. It's not considered as a human issue. It is now, according to Merriam-Webster, it's the white people's fault.
Webster's rolling over in his grave.
Exactly.
And it's a, I guess Merriam had her way, but it's a, but you know, it, yes.
Think about Noel Webster for just a moment, because you mentioned him totally by name. You know, what was his ambition when he started out, when he wrote the dictionary? What was his drive and understanding and passion about why he was motivated to give us the dictionary?
He wanted people to have common language. He wanted people to have an understanding of what words mean.
Exactly.
So we can communicate. Because when we don't agree with what words mean, we can't communicate. We're speaking a foreign language to one another. And that's what we're, and so when we say truth, the others, people, when they hear the word truth, they don't necessarily hear the same word as you and I are speaking.
Right.
And because if you don't believe in absolutes, you don't believe that there's absolute truth and everything else, then truth is fungible. Truth is whatever you happen to expose to your reality. Mm-hmm. You can redefine truth based upon your experiences rather than having an absolute plumb line of truth.
Exactly.
And people who don't have that absolute plumb line of truth have no capacity to judge things based upon the same, based upon anything other than kind of the rolling seas of emotion that happen to be flowing through them. So it's a, so a simple word like truth suddenly becomes very difficult. And this is not new. When Jesus was talking to Pontius Pilate,
yes,
and Jesus told Pontius Pilate that he was the truth, and Pontius Pilate replied in words that could have been spoken by a secular humanist today, what is truth? Caius Veritas.
Right.
And in doing that, he said, he basically said, truth is whatever I say truth is, because I've got the power of the sword, or here in the, in modern times with communism, the power of the gun. And as a result, I define what truth is rather than God defining what truth is. That's the singular difference that makes us have this debate about what words mean, because if we can't agree on what the word truth means, everything else is up for grabs. Right. And it's not new. Jesus had it happen to him, standing there being sentenced in front of the crowd. He had that happen to him, and so we should not be surprised that Satan would use the same trick today.
Exactly. And, Rick, you could say that that very essential is one of the founding pillars of our U.S. Constitution. You remove that part of the structure and foundation out from underneath the U.S. Constitution, and it begins to implode on itself. And this is what we're seeing right now before our eyes, where you got these young kids coming out of colleges today, our universities, that they've been indoctrinated, and they've been moved away from the truth. They've bought into this woke society narrative that says truth is relative. Look, I'll tell you what, you don't have to pay me $250,000. I'm not going to give you a degree for it, but let me give you something much more valuable. And that is that they lied to you. You bought into a lie. And the sooner you reconcile that, the happier you're going to be. And, what we all want at the end of the day, we want this sense of productivity, Richard. We want to feel like we're contributing. Regardless of race, color, creed, at the end of the day, we want to know, hey, look, we have offered society something and have contributed to society, to our families, to our communities, something that leaves it better than in the manner in which we found it.
I think that is, we all have, it's part of the giant hole in our heart that Wesley describes,
yes,
in terms of us wanting to have that filled. And, when God fills it, we have God's purpose. But when there's but everybody has that hole, and they attempt to fill it through various different means. But, when we talk about truth and we talk about college, there's some simple things. Somebody who goes and becomes an electrician, doesn't go to college, knows that if they touch the black wire, they're going to die. Okay, that's absolute truth. Okay? That is truth. Somebody who goes and they become a plumber knows lefty-loosey, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey.
Right.
They know that if they turn it the wrong way, it's not going to get the results they need. That's absolute truth. That is just the way it's set up. We know that if we drive on the wrong side of the road, we're going to have a head-on collision, because that's the way the system's set up.
Mm-hmm.
So there are certain things that if you have not been to our university systems, you understand truth, because there is a reality in your world that is actual, tangible reality.
Exactly.
Electricity will kill you if you touch the wrong wire in the wrong way. That's true. So they learn not to do that. In college, what you learn is that all the wires are equal, and it doesn't matter which wire you touch or how you put them together. Somehow, since all the wires are equal, they have to be all treated equally. Well, no. The wires are not equal, because one of those wires will kill you.
Exactly.
And they don't understand that some of the wires they're touching related to the secular humanist idea that we have, that all ideas are equal, that all truths are equal, is actually touching the black wire, and it is deadly.
Yeah. Talk about reinventing the wheel, right? All for the sake of, the theoretical. They want to return, avoid historical significance, empirical evidence. Let's go back into theory, where all things are relative and possible. And why should we go and recreate the mistakes of previous generations just to say that we did? and waste so much time and resources as opposed to taking what we know right now to be empirical and make it better and more more dramatic as a result of investing our resources more constructively. But no, for the sake of theory, for the sake of, you know, the educated elite, we're going to recreate the wheel once again and waste our time. And meanwhile, you're going to have people who've bought into that, you know, that doctrine and realize what a waste. What a waste.
People always ask, well, what can we do about it? Yeah. Well, let me tell you, the single most important thing you can do is elect a governor who's going to take control of your university system, elect state legislators who will take control of the university system and the state local education systems, elect school board members who are going to be fighting for actual information to be fed into kids as opposed to the idea that anything that, you know, you can touch the black wire.
Okay. Right.
That's a really, really important, it's probably the most important thing we can do. And I'm talking now long-term. We've got short-term problems. Long-term problem is we can't allow another generation, two generations to be created along the lines of this past one. Because if we give up, continue to believe the lie that the academics have told us, mm-hmm. that politicians shouldn't be involved in academics and curriculum, that they should leave it to the academics, what we've effectively done is we've said the people shouldn't be involved in the training of the minds of our children, mm-hmm. and because those represent you, the people. And so we have to take back the education system, and we have to take it back, in first of all, in those states where you have Republicans and, you know, kind of a full Republican slate. And in other states, we need to change the makeup of the state legislature and the governorship, mm-hmm. so we can, in fact, once again, have schools which teach people to read, write, do arithmetic, and think for them, think in a critical thinking way.
Exactly. It has
so they
to
can
be
understand and use logic.
Right, exactly. Well, there is enough evidence out here. I mean, we're seeing it on full display, and we're seeing where the big problems right now, in a very binary sort of way, and result is that those Democratic policies have destroyed local communities. And I say that we have to hold everybody accountable. Just because they have an R or a D in front of their name, regardless, you still need to know what your North Star is. What is the standard? What do we need? How do we need to hold them accountable? And first of all, it starts with us individually saying that we're interested, we're serious enough about it, not interested in a casual sense, but that we're vested in the future of our country. We're vested in the future of our kids, that we are going to fight for that which is right on their behalf, to make sure that they're properly educated. I mean, I go back we're talking the turn of in the 1800s, before the American school system was taken over by progressives. There was a little book, I don't know, about 75 pages was all it was. The New England reader, right? And and the kids that were being turned out with that 75 page little booklet that were educated in public schools at that time, their level of success compared to today is not even close. What does that tell you?
Well, it tells you that what we're doing is not working. If parents, let me just put it in very simple terms, if your kid gets sick and is gradually becoming more and more sick, you're going to fight like crazy to get help, get everything you can to have your kid be well.
Right.
Well, we have, as in Hamlet, it's used from Polonius, we essentially have poison being poured into our children's ears.
Right.
And they're being destroyed because we are not sitting there and cutting off the poison. There's no yellow line, no room for anybody to be on the yellow line in the middle of the road on this. Southern saying is only two things in the middle of the road are yellow lines and dead skunks.
Exactly.
And so the dead skunks, we need to get them out and mm-hmm. replace them with people who are willing to fight for our country.
Rick, real quick, website, real fast.
GetLiberty.org, GetLiberty.org.
Thank you, Richard Manning.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you